The Florida Gators have done what we've asked and gotten active in the transfer portal. Lately, they've added Cameron Jackson from Memphis, and they've added Tarajah Mitchell from Ohio State recently. We're going to talk about it here on Locked On Gators with Cam Jackson.
You are Locked On Gators, your daily podcast on the Florida Gators. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Someone just dropped some shit. Joining me now for Locked On Gators is the Florida Gators' newest addition, at least at the time of recording this, because there's a potential announcement tonight that with Tarajah Mitchell, so maybe. But for now, it's Cam Jackson, Memphis defensive lineman, just committed this past weekend, which that was a quick process, by the way, of you hitting the portal, and it was like, oh, hey, Cam Jackson's going to take a visit to Gainesville next week. And then it very quickly became, I'm committing tonight at 8 p.m. So just what was that like? What made you ultimately choose to come to the Florida Gators?
I just felt like, you know, Florida was a good fit for me. I always wanted to play in the SEC. So when they had called me, it was just a blessing. And they giving me a chance to go chase my dreams and what I wanted to always do as a kid.
Yeah. What were some of the other schools that contacted you after you hit the portal?
Miami, of course, as everyone knows. LSU had hit me up. Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, Nebraska, Oklahoma had hit me. It was a lot of schools.
That, yeah, sounds like a lot of highly prestigious programs. And Miami. I'm not going to show them any respect for that one, but what was it that kind of led you to hitting the transfer portal? Was it just, hey, I'm ready to take the next step up and play SEC football, or what was it?
Really, like you said, I feel like I was ready to, like, advance my game more and just go play at a higher level.
Yeah, and your defensive line coach is Sean Spencer, who throughout his entire career has gotten guys from Penn State to the league. He had the year with the Giants where they then had like their best pass rush in a long time. So, I mean, you've got a guy on staff that can help you not just play in the SEC, but also improve your game dramatically. So what does that kind of mean to have someone who's proven he can develop defensive line talent?
I feel like that's good for me because, you know, with me, when I was at Memphis, you know, I had Coach Pope, who is also a good coach. You know, he's one of the best, you know. He was at Bama, so I know he taught me a lot. But with Coach Spencer, it's good having him, like, leaving from Coach Pope with everything he done taught me, now going to Coach Spencer and just learning more. So I feel like learning from them too, I'm going to develop my game way more, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you got Coach Chaos now, so he's going to help you there. But for Gators fans who aren't familiar with your game, how would you describe your play style?
My play style, I feel like I got a chip on my shoulder. Like, I play like I still got something to prove. And it's good. Like, it's good that I'm getting to play for Florida, but I feel like I play like I don't got nothing right now. So that's my play style. Like, when I go out on the field, I got to go provide for my mama and my dad and my family. So that's my type of play.
You never want to mess with a man who's got something to play for there. What would you say is maybe the biggest strength of yours on the field?
My biggest strength, stopping the run. Like, that's what everybody be talking about, stopping the run. So I feel like that's big for me, because I know I was talking to my cousin, and he's like, he had seen like the top 25 defensive tackle run stoppers, and I was on that list, so that made me feel good.
Yeah, I imagine that every Florida Gators fan feels good hearing that, because wasn't the best this year, is what I'll say there. What do you think is maybe the biggest area that you need to kind of work on to take your game to the next level? Because we talked about, you know, you're going now up to the SEC. You've got the new coaching staff going on. You've got everything happening now. What's maybe the biggest area on field that you think you want to improve?
My pass rushing, just my pass rushing, and just continuing to stay low when I'm coming out the ball. Because I know with me being 6'6", 6'7", all that, it's hard for me to stay low sometimes. But just really them two.
Yeah, I'm 5'11", so when I played, it was really easy for me to stay low. I instantly had that advantage. But are there any NFL players, current or former, that you kind of watch and you try to take some things from their game and kind of throw it into yours?
I try to watch Aaron Donald a lot. DeMarcus Lawrence. I try to watch a lot of them guys, because especially DeMarcus, because knowing me and him, right, really about the same height and size. I try to watch Donald because I just like how he just choked people out. So, yeah, that's what I be trying to do, every team we play.
Yeah, he's a freak. I will say this. I know you didn't know this going into it. I'm a Giants fan, so you naming DeMarcus Lawrence, I hate that you did that. I hate that you named DeMarcus Lawrence. I'm assuming, are you from Louisiana? Are you a Saints fan?
I don't really just got no team. I like them, but I don't really just got no NFL team.
I just had to ask, because I had to let that know. Which is, I feel like there's a lot of college football players, a lot of football players in general, who are like, yeah, I don't really have a team. Like, I just like, I do it all day. I don't need to then go into the fan bit of it. But one thing with you that I like from watching your games, besides hands that are very active at the point of attack, mm-hmm. which is fun to see, because I've seen way too many defensive linemen that just are passive with their hands, so I appreciate you being active with them. But one thing you did that I did like was that you lined up pretty much everywhere at Memphis. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw you line up as a zero tech, a one tech, a three tech. Heck, I saw you line up as a five tech, which was awesome. But what does it mean for you to be someone who's like, hey, I could line up at any spot and I can contribute to a team right away?
That made me feel good, because I know, like, most of my family, like, play football, so it actually, like, it run, like, in the blood. But it made me feel good knowing that I can move out everywhere and cause disruption. So that made me feel good.
Today's episode of Locked On Gators is brought to you by LinkedIn. And as the sun comes out and small businesses are back in business, LinkedIn Jobs makes it easier for you to grow your team. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find people that you want to interview faster and for free, and helps you find people that you potentially want to hire with simple tools like screening questions. It makes it easier for you to find those candidates, so you're not wasting your time just looking at people who are way underqualified and just aren't what you're looking for at all. And every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn. So plenty of fish in the sea there. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. That's linkedin.com/lockedoncollege to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Yeah, I would just hate, like that's one of those things where it's hard to game plan for a guy that can do that, because if you go, okay, like, we're just going to have, like, our left tackle handle it, and it's like, okay, well, now he's lining up as a zero tech, so your left tackle can't do a single thing. But just backtracking for a second, when you hit the portal, who was it from Florida, if you don't mind me asking, that kind of were the people recruiting you to come to Gainesville?
So Coach Spencer had hit me up. Coach Coach Chaney, he hit me up. Coach Napier, he hit me up. Trevor Etienne, he texted me, and Antoine, he texted me.
Is that a thing for you where it's like there's a few guys on roster in Gainesville that are from Louisiana? So is that kind of a thing where it's like, yeah, you're going to be in Florida, you're going to be with a team that hates LSU, but you're still going to have that feel of being home because you're going to have, I think there's five guys on roster that are from Louisiana. Billy Napier, who obviously spent a lot of time in Louisiana. So is that a thing where it's like, okay, well, you still have that home feel?
Yeah, it feel good, like, knowing, like, I got, like, Coach Napier, Trevor, Coach Jaloup, which a lot of people might don't know this, but I just found out that me and him are family. We are cousins. So, yeah, like, that was crazy when I found that out. Yeah. But yeah, like, that's good knowing that I got them down there.
Yeah, I need to ask that one. How did you just find out he's your cousin?
And actually, one of my cousins from New Orleans, he called me and he was like, man, congrats, whoop-de-whoop. And yeah, man, how you doing? And we was talking. So he was like, Jaloup down there, whatever. Our cousin Jaloup down there. And I said, who? And I've been hearing like everybody talk about him. And I was like, that's our cousin. Okay. So I believe he had called him and he was telling him that I'll be down there Friday. So I'm ready to meet him and stuff.
That's like one of the biggest, like, oh, hey, small world moments out there. That's like, yeah, the running back coach of the school, you know, cousin, didn't even know it at the time. But you are you're instantly one of the more experienced defensive linemen on the Florida Gators, whether it's just looking at, you know, you've been at the college level for 3 years. We'll call it 2.5 because the COVID year. So we'll call it 2.5 to 3 years. You've got more snaps played than most of the guys on that defensive line. So are you kind of looking forward to stepping in and being a bit of a veteran immediately for a team that has like six young defensive linemen coming in from the 2023 class?
Yeah, I'm ready to step in and, you know, like just teach them and just work with them. Because I know, like, when I got to Memphis, that's how it was with me when I had first got there, like, you had people like Morris Joseph, who was recently at Auburn last year. Todd Washington, who at USC right now. Like, I always look at them like my big brothers. Like, even though we ain't blood, I look at them as big brothers who took me under their wing and taught me the way. So with me going to Florida, I'm ready, like, to just get with them guys and just, like, you know, we work. Because I know we're going to have that brother-brother connection. So yeah. I'm just ready to see how this is going to play out. And we, because me and Antoine was just on the phone. And like I was telling, me and Antoine was just saying, like, we ain't settling for nothing less. Like, we going to go compete for a national championship.
That, I mean, I know I'm a Gator fan. I know Gators fans listening are going to love hearing that one. I want to go back in time a little bit. When you were coming out of high school, you were listed as 271 pounds. And I think most of us by now know the LSU thing didn't work out, went to Memphis. But you were listed as 271 pounds coming out of high school. And I'm assuming, like a lot of high school players, you turn some baby fat into muscle. So even if the weight didn't change that much, your body did. But I also do feel like your weight changed. I don't believe that, that listing. But what has your physical transformation just been like with 3 years of college strength and conditioning?
The first year, I almost died out there. I had to get used to it because I'm like, man, like this ain't no joke. But like as I got used to it, because I was small going into college. And, I just stayed working out sophomore year, got a little bigger. And Then I had came home for the break, worked out, and went back for my junior year. And I was just, I don't know, I just got bigger or whatever.
Just got yoked out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Cam, outside of football, what is it that you like to do? What do you do when you're just, when you have some downtime?
I like to really like just either chill with my teammates, get on the game. If my little brother with me, who is he over there right now? If I come home, I chill with him, like just spend time with them, cause I know they already don't get to see me as it is with me being at school and stuff. So I come home and chill with the fam, but mostly like that's all I do.
What kind of gaming do you do?
I be on Madden.
Madden?
People be trying to get me play 2K, but 2K be cheap. I don't like playing 2K.
I was gonna say 2K is probably what I play the most.
Yeah, 2K be cheap.
2K be cheap.
Yeah,
You play Xbox or PlayStation?
I got PlayStation 5.
Okay. I'm gonna play you at some point. I'm letting you know that right now. I'm just saying. I'm gonna let you know that right now. Thank you so much, okay. Cam, for taking the time out to talk to me. Thank you so much for coming to Florida. You get there this weekend, right?
Yes, sir. So let the fans know. So as y'all seen that I was doing a meet and greet, I tweeted it on Twitter. It's like I think like. How many people done viewed that? Like 20-some thousand, 30,000? It was a lot of people viewed it. So I had just got off the phone with Brian Blake, and he was like, I might need bodyguards because how people, like, because I'm coming to the gymnastic meet, so because I know this way everybody going to be it. So I'll be there. I don't know if y'all going to have my little brother scared if y'all run up on us or not. I hope he don't get scared. But if y'all do run up on me, I'm ready to meet y'all and see y'all. But yeah, I'll be down there Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you got 29,000 views on that right now. So 29,000 views on that. Gymnastics is serious down in Gainesville. So
yeah,
you have to see that one. But thank you so much, Cam. Good luck this season, man, and hoping for the best.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
The Florida Gators have added another player through the transfer portal. They're adding Taraja Mitchell from Virginia Beach, Virginia, to the Florida Gators. He is initially playing for Ohio State. He was a four-star linebacker when he was coming out of college. He was highly touted. He had offers from everywhere, basically, but now he's going to be a Florida Gator. He, of course, played one snap this whole season, but he then now is transferring, and before this season, he was a starter, so there's that. But when he was coming out of high school, he had offers from Alabama, Auburn, Clemson, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, LSU, Maryland, Miami, Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, NC State, North Carolina, Notre Dame, everywhere wanted Taraja Mitchell. But now he's going to be a Florida Gator, 6'2". His arms look long. I know that we normally don't get those measurements until, you know, when they're going to the draft, but his arms look long. He looks like his arms could be like he could have like a 6'4", 6'5" wingspan, which is awesome. But the latest linebacker to join the Florida Gators, he is a transfer portal linebacker, which is something that I've been asking for, and I'll be honest, I want more. Like, I want another one that has more recent experience. It's great that he has starting experience as an inside linebacker at the Big Ten level with a team that has had a better defense than the Florida Gators have had for a while. But I'd like someone who actually played this year. Taraja Mitchell, one snap again. It was against Northwestern. He's played the weak side linebacker spot for Ohio State when he was playing. So that was something where he's got, I believe now, 4 years of college football experience. It was 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22, 5 years. And then he's got 1 year of eligibility remaining for about the COVID year. But he's someone who has been more of a will linebacker, which is what Shamar James played. It's what Amari Burney played. So you have that role filled. But that's not the role where I'm saying I need veteran leadership. that's not the one that needs that. And Derek Wingo is great for me. Like, I do enjoy Derek Wingo's play. I think he's going to be a great off-ball middle linebacker, but I think you need a veteran leader in there as well, someone who has experience. You know, Taraja Mitchell has almost 550 snaps played as a college football player, so he's got experience as a linebacker. He plays more of that will role. I don't see him stepping into that Mike linebacker role. I think it's Shamar James and Taraja Mitchell as the rotators at will, and Derek Wingo and probably Scooby Williams rotating in as the Mike. And again, I would like to add somebody else there. One thing that I did like about Taraja Mitchell was that he wasn't used often as a pass rusher at Ohio State. That's just not something they do. They're not really the type to be like, hey, our off-ball linebackers are blitzing. That's not their style. And it hasn't been, and it won't be. I don't know if he just wasn't a fit in Jim Knowles' defense this year, because again, previous DCs, he was playing, he was starting, he was contributing, any of those three. But with Jim Knowles this year from Oklahoma State, they switched to more of a 4-2-3-3-5 style, and he just didn't really fit in there. But one thing that Taraja Mitchell excels at, dude is one hell of a tackler, which I don't know about you Gators fans, but I've seen a lot of missed tackles in my day from Gainesville players. So adding someone there that can actually finish the tackle is great. One thing that does worry me is that I think he's not great in coverage, which this year, tight ends pretty consistently torch Florida. That's horrifying when you consider tight ends. I mean, we played Utah, Georgia. We played high-level tight ends, South Carolina. They torched Florida. Taraja Mitchell struggled against linebackers at the Big Ten level, which is, you know, Minnesota. Penn State, you can excuse. Penn State's a great tight end factory, but a lot of the teams that Ohio State played didn't have great tight ends, and Taraja Mitchell struggled a bit. It was also the running back responsibility that he struggled with a bit. But I will say, at least he wasn't giving up these huge plays, right? Like if you're giving up 4 yards per catch or 4 yards per target, I have a difficult time really faulting you, but I will say that that's an area of concern for me. It is going to be different because the Patrick Toney defense is very different from the Jim Knowles defense. So we'll see if maybe this gets him back a little bit to the 2021 style of play at linebacker, or that at least that fits schematically for him, and it gives him a little bit of a better opportunity to actually contribute and play. But Cam Jackson, Taraja Mitchell, the two most recent Florida Gators ads, we're going to talk about them more this week. We'll talk about so much this week. We got a lot of content. We're back on track, back on schedule. We're going to try to get more interviews. We're going to try to have more fun. We're going to get more into it. We're going to have a blast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Brandon Olson. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at WNS_Brandon. Find my written work with Whole Nine Sports and GiantsCountryOfSI.com. And we will be back tomorrow.